places around here where people are buried.
Oh, yeah, we've got a memorial park down here. They call them memorial parks now like that, but where my daddy and mother is buried, they call them cemeteries, graveyards. Mm-hmm. Well, I believe they call that an Arbor Hill Cemetery, but we have one down on the Sixers Road. They call it Abernathy Graveyard. It's just a family graveyard. And that's what we always call burying grounds, graveyards. And changing with the time, they got the memorial parks, but they're all the same to me. They're just graveyards.
Were there any around where you grew up that were for one particular family? Maybe on a farm if they lived?
No, I never did know about one. Where my sister's buried and my oldest brother's wife, that's just a public burying ground, graveyard. It's just a country church. But now around here, there's a one up here on the Ball Ground Highway, the Keith Cemetery. There's nobody but just the Keith's buried in here. But that's that and then the Abernathy down here on the Sixers Road, the only ones I know of. That's just a family. Now over here in the corner of Memorial Park, the Barretts has got one whole corner and got a big monument in there just for the Barretts.
What are the people buried in? What were they buried in when you were younger?
Wooden caskets. Mm-hmm. Some of them was homemade.
Did your husband's grandfather ever make caskets?
No, he never was. He never did do that. But I believe his daddy worked at a casket place over in Gainesville back when he was young, I mean, you know, smaller.
After somebody died, did they do anything in particular on the dress?
I don't reckon they embalmed people when my sister died because there was two women that made her clothes. I remember my daddy going, somebody went with him and he got the material and made her clothes and they washed her and laid her out. That's what they called it back then. Mm-hmm. Bathed her and laid her out and fixed her. And they made her clothes. Of course, she had a vault casket. But then, there wasn't no such thing as vaults. They had what they call a pine box that they put down and buried them in that.
And the people who were still living, you say that they were in
mourning.
Mm-hmm. If somebody asked you on just an average day, how are you feeling, what do you answer?
Most of the time, before I think, I say fine. And a lot of times, I'll just be dragging, but I'll say fine. Droopy.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I make the remark. When I don't feel good, I say, I feel droopy.
If your children were asking how you were and you really didn't feel very well, but you didn't want them to know, what would you say?
Well, the answer I give most of the time, I say, well, I have felt better and I have felt worse. Common.
If somebody were worried, and you might tell them, don't worry, or it'll come out all right, just what would you tell the people?
Well, if it's about material things, I'd say if I was you, I wouldn't worry about that. It'll all come out right at wash day. I've made that remark to people a lot of times.